Assalamu alaikum. And this is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening. It gives me great privilege, and surely I am highly honored to be able to do so. I want to say to all of you out there in radio land that this is a necessity, it's not a luxury, when we see history in the making. It's one thing for one to tell us about history and history's reward of all research. It's another thing to witness it, to be a part of it, to be living and can see it manifest right in front of you. But what happened today is really unbelievable, and a necessity is not a luxury. It's something that we as a people that have suffered for over 400 years to be able to witness Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorifies his name, gives us a blessing. Blessings when we know we can't do it, and we know we have been mistreated for over 400 years. We suffered the bounds of suffering. And those who have put us in that position for over 400 years that we are ancestors. That's why we say we. They are our ancestors, and we can feel them. We can feel their spirit, and we understand that they went through hell, holy hell. There's no people on the face of the planet around the world, brothers and sisters, can say that they was in slavery like we are. Yes, there's many people have been in slavery. Let's take our Jewish brothers. They was put in the oven. They was burnt. Yes, and they went through hell. However, you're talking about 80 years ago. It could be less, it could be more, but I'm pretty close. 80 years ago, the Holocaust. But they didn't lose their language. They didn't lose their culture. They didn't lose their nationality. They didn't lose their religion. They didn't lose their knowledge. Why, brothers and sisters, they did not lose their God. There's no other people that suffer like the African American. And we say the African Americans because we came from Africa. We were stolen. We were kidnapped. Why, brother, they brought us over here and we caught holy hell. And they had to stop us from being intelligent as we were. They had to stop us from being able to serve our God, to speak our own language, and we was highly intelligent. They say we came from Niger, but they couldn't use the word Niger because they couldn't pronounce that word Niger. So what did they say? They say we came from Niger. Nigger, and they call us a nigger, and that's the word that stuck. Today, we don't like that word. We don't like to be called nigger, but they couldn't say Niger. But because of what has happened to us, we came over here to the shore of North America. We had no clue whatsoever to think that we was coming to a part of God's earth and suffer the bounds of suffering. We had no idea. For we say God's earth is spacious. Matter of fact, we say, Abu Mestir, the whole earth is a Mestir. And because we understand that today, and we understand that over 400, 500 years ago, why did we go? Because they told us it was going to be gold, it's going to be silver, it's going to be honey. They were going to give us land. And because we felt that God's whole earth was a mestier, we went on with it until we got into Ghana. When we got in Ghana, they stripped us of all our clothing and handcuffed us. We didn't understand what was going on. And they put us on that ship. And when they put us on that ship, some of us died, jumping off into the river, trying to swim back home to Africa. And some of us was murdered. Some of us was abused. Some of us didn't have no reason whatsoever. because they dropped us off in different islands to split us up because we was carried like material substance. And they couldn't have so much on the boat, so they had to drop us off to get here to North America. But when we came here to North America, our ancestors used to sing a song that some of you don't sing today. You can have this gold. You can have this silver. You can have this honey. You can have this land. But give me Jesus. Yes. And they wanted us to think that we were singing that song for Jesus Christ. No, the boat that brought us over here was named Jesus. We wanted to go back home on the boat that brought us here. But then because they forced on us Christianity, they forced us to believe that Jesus had blue eyes and blonde hair and he had white face. They wanted to make themselves like Jesus. But that Jesus that was hanging from the wall, we loved him because he was the only white man that didn't do nothing to us. He was the only white man that allowed us to be who we are. But he was just a statue. He was just a picture. He was just something we were looking at. But they was using Jesus Christ. They was using the Bible. Wouldn't let us read because we knew how to read. Wouldn't let us be able to communicate with each other. Can you imagine that? So they put us in slavery. But that's not all they did. Because they know we was highly intelligent. They know we can deal with the sun. They know we were strong. They know we was educated. So we had to teach them. They stole from us our knowledge. Oh, we was carpenters. We was developers. We was creators. We knew how to do anything that had to do with our hands, more important, with our intellectual mind, more important, with the ability to create and build this country. But meanwhile, they was able to try to kill our culture, our language. They tried to kill our religion. They tried to kill, but they knew it couldn't happen within 100 years. So they had to take the babies out of the womb of the female and set it around the world. So when you woke up, you didn't see a black man. You didn't see an African. You didn't see no one but that white man when you opened your eyes. And you was taught you were born to be a slave. And they put us in slavery. So our ancestors suffered. Oh, they was castrated. They was hung from the tree. Nina Simone sung a beautiful song. And no one what Nina Simone was singing. But that song became popular. It didn't come from her. It came from another female. And she happened to take the song. Billie Holiday created the song. But Nina Simone made it very popular. There's a strange fruit hanging from the tree. They was hanging us from the tree, brothers and sisters. If you eyeball their woman, they hung you from the tree. If you rebel, they will hang you from the tree. And because they weren't built like us as a physical specimen, they didn't like the way we was built. Our testicles, they was jealous of that, so they used to castrate us, literally castrate us. Then they would keep you for a year not to have sex and then let you go, and barbarically you would attack the female because they needed more babies. But they never let the baby be raised by us. They raised us. Isn't that amazing they're doing that right now? So he's doing that right now, whether you accept or reject. You don't have a clue. It's amazing. We don't have a clue that this is history repeating itself. Because history does repeat itself. But it's done in a more sophisticated way. So you don't see it. You don't like blimp or seduction? You think you're looking at something, but your subconscious mind can read it, but your conscious can't. It gets past your conscious and get to your subconscious mind. To give you a good example, my son used to whisper in my ear while I was asleep, "Toys of us, toys of us, toys of us." And he's only 4 years old. When I woke up, I said, "How y'all like to go to Toys of Us?" 4 years old, brothers and sisters, he used to do that. Did he know? But he was smart enough to know, I'm going to give it to my dad. So it's called Millennial Seduction. So we hear these things all on TV. They send it to us, and it messes with our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind says Burger King. Our children hear McDonald's. Our children hear this consistently, and they ask you, they want to go to Burger King. They want to go to McDonald's and so forth and so on. Ah, Satan is not unintelligent. Satan's highly intelligent. And don't you ever think Satan's going to stop. I'll give you an excellent example. You remember Noah? Noah built that ship. Noah knew it was going to rain, even though it didn't rain 40 days and 40 nights. But Noah knew it was going to rain, and we had to get on that ship, that boat they call it. Everybody had to get on the boat. So because Noah built that boat, and he wanted his children on the boat, and he begged Allah, begged him, "Oh, Allah, save my family." And Allah said, "I will save your family." But he watched his child. That's what they call it. But it was children. Okay. They watched his child who rebelled and didn't want to go with his daddy. In his mind, he'll go to the highest mountain. Water ain't coming up that high. It ain't raining 40 days or 40 nights. So when Noah saw his child not on that boat and the boat was moving, he says, "Oh, Allah, you promised me that my son would be on the boat." Allah said, "Your family is on that boat. You prayed for your family. Your family is on that boat." And what happened? Noah knew he said the wrong thing. Down on his knees and begged Allah, "I accept your will." But he looked over and saw Iblis. He looked over and saw Satan. He said, "Iblis, what are you doing on the boat?" Iblis said, "You thought you was going to leave me behind when Allah, sometimes what Allah glorified is his name, gave me permission to prove that you are not worthy all the way to your grave, to the final day of judgment." Now, I didn't comprehend it back then, but today I understand that Satan is not going nowhere, for that jinn is in all of us. But we don't understand. We was taught as youngsters, and we don't have to go back 400 years. How about 100 years ago? We was told that the devil is in the ground. He looks red, and he loves fire, and he's the devil. We had that. That's what they taught us. But when you come to Islam, it's put in the proper perspective. He's a jinn. He's a jinn. There's only three creatures, brothers and sisters. There's only three. Not one, not two, three. The first creature was the angels. They was created out of light. Light. Now, you know what light is. You turn it on. But that's just not light. Light is, yes, you can see with the light. Light is thunder. You ever see the thunder, light goes on and light goes off. What is light? How about the light of your understanding? I can give you many things of light, but a light perfect. Perfect to the point he can't do no wrong. What is he here for? Allah created the angels to be able to assist us. Because he knew we would not make it in this world. In this world, you need the angels to help you. Now, keep in mind, I don't know the exact number. So let's use the phrase, 1,000 years ago, the angels was created. But here come that other, his name was what? The jinn. And the jinn is a little different. The reason why the jinn is a little different, brothers and sisters, is because that jinn was able to rationalize in his mind. So meaning that he can do things that the angels could not do. And the angel respected him, Iblis, coming up and down from heaven. But that jinn, that creature, was here on earth in the desert. You ever go to the desert, you can't see nothing. There's nothing growing there, so forth and so on. But they say that's where the jinn lived. So Iblis can go up to heaven, come down to earth. Go up to heaven, come down to earth. So he was over top of the angel because he had a sense of humor, for a better word. He has a sense of humor. He can say things that none of them could say. So they had life a love for him. I'm quite sure he can make them laugh. I'm using that as a metaphor. So that was the jinn. But everything in heaven, why they Allah used the word heaven, everything in heaven, brothers and sisters, was nice and beautiful. You know what heaven is. It's lovely. But here come a third creature. And that third creature, Allah said to the angel Jibril, go down and bring me some dirt. Now, I'm not going into deep. Was the dirt black? Was it red? It was dirt. You do know that. He brought it up, and he said, I don't want this dirt. Just go back down and get me another dirt. So this dirt here is not black. This dirt was red. But he brought it back up, regardless of what color it was, because color is this color. Whatever he brought up, he molded and shaped it. That's what he did, mold and shape it. But it couldn't move. The earth cannot move. So Iblis, being very highly intelligent, he came up to heaven and he says to the angel, Jibril, who is this? What is this? He says, Allah's new creature. Allah's new creature? Why does Allah want to create something like that? He said, I don't know. Angel told him, I don't know. Allah said, being it is, because the angels will not rationalize why God do anything. They just do his will. They perfect. However, when he went through the mouth and out the other end, he said, that hollow clay, it can't move, it stands still. So he went to his Lord. Oh, Lord, why are you creating another creature to cause more mischief on the land? Whoa, more, and that means something been going on earth before we came about. But Allah says to Iblis, I know what you know and know what you know not. So the book says the angels question him. Okay, I couldn't understand that. Because if Allah created an angel, the angel is perfect. So how is it they questioned God? Ah, there was two kind of angels in the world. There was an angel that was original. They do the will of God. And there's a so-called angel. And that so-called angel has a right to be an angel. However, when he realized that's going to be another creature, and Allah says, this creature that I created, a kazifa, I created a khalifa in the earth. Whoa, in the earth, he created a khalifa. So when you hear that phrase by that scholar saying in the earth, it should get your attention, because the earth couldn't move. It was hollow clay, like Iblis said. It wasn't going to go nowhere, but yet he knew that this one here is going to be over the top of the earth. Jinn was created out of smokeless fire. Whoa. You know, we used to say Satan is a part of the fire. The devil is the fire. Smokeless fire. This fire is not just any kind of fire. Because once you come from a fire, you got soot, you got dirt, you got filth. Not this Jinn. This Jinn is smokeless fire. So therefore, we always say, to a person, burn this needle because it's filthy, it's dirty. Fire will purify it. Whoa. What is the fire? You cook your food with it. Whoa, that's good for you. What is the fire? You heat your home with it. Whoa, that's the fire. Well, fire can burn you too. If you touch it, it will burn. Fire can burn your house down. Yes, fire, you can die in fire. But this one, it's not that kind of fire. It's smokeless fire. So that means he's a high intelligent creature. Yes, he was created out of smokeless fire. So now you got the angel, you got the jinn, and the angel is created out of light, and the jinn is created out of smokeless fire. But where does this one come from? This one here that he's creating comes from dirt, mud, clay. How about dust? Didn't like that. And because he did not like that, he became jealous. Never knew he was a jealous creature, but he had that right. But this one that God creates, this one that God has created, Allah says he is over top of the earth. He is over top of my creation. Iblis did not like that. He said, but to his angel, bow down to my creature. Iblis said, well, he said, the angels. Two angels. So the angels said, oh, no, we're not bowing down to mud. Now, how could the original angel say that? So it was another angel there. We are not bowing down to mud and clay. He said, no. Wait until I breathe into the nostrils of Adam. And when I breathe into the nostrils of Adam, now you make Sajda. And Adam came about. They screamed. They were not bowing down to no mud and dirt. What happened, brothers and sisters? I'll tell you what happened. What happened is he turned to his angel and said, tell me your name. None of them could tell now their names. Oh, Lord, we only know what you teach us. Adam, tell them their name. And all the angels went down in Sajda, except Iblis. Iblis said, I'm not bowing down to mud and dirt. So don't misconstrue. The original angels, brothers and sisters, did not bow. People think the original angels did what God asked them to do. That so-called angel turned. He refused. They refused to bow. But when he asked Adam their names and he started running their names, all the angels went down to Sajda, but Iblis. And Allah said, well, you will get out of heaven and you will not come back up here. And if you do, I will burn you in the atmosphere, meaning he's traveling. He said, oh, Allah, don't give them that power. They are not going to respect and they're not going to obey you. Allah says, get out of heaven. You say, oh Allah, let me come from the left and the right, the back and the front, and I'll prove to you in the final day of judgment. They will not trust in you. They will not obey you. They will curse you. He said, Iblis, you will not be able to do that to my faithful and loyal believer. He said, Lord, they will follow me. And Allah said, I will take you and them to the hellfire. So, whoa, devil in the hellfire. Why would Allah take them to the hellfire? Because not the way they taught us for 400 years. This is a jinn that chose to be a devil. Out of what? Jealousy. Now it's like coming home. You come home to show your wife what you have. But she's not there. And that same woman that you married, when you married her, she was a young girl. Why? Where's that angel that you married? Oh, she's doing fine. Do I not love her? I love her. 5 years go by. Ron, where's that angel, that beautiful woman that you met? Oh, she's an angel. 20 years go by. Ron, where's that young, beautiful, gorgeous angel you met? Oh, she is lovely. But this day, you're home. She walks in. And she says, darling, who is that? Oh, this is my second wife. Oh, it is. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Now she just walked past you. You're sitting there because you want to introduce her to the first wife. But all of a sudden, here come a knight. Shoo! Just went past you, threw the knife at you. Didn't hit you. So here come a hammer. You now want to get out of there. She grabs the gun and starts shooting you. The bullets are going over your head, but you're getting that second wife out of that house. So you go to the barbershop. Hey, Marat, that beautiful, gorgeous angel that you have, how's he doing? She's a devil. That's just a metaphor, sister. Don't take it literally, but it got your attention. Why Iblis changed. He got jealous of another human being. A human being that he never saw before. He never knew Allah was going to create that Khalifa. That's why he called it a Khalifa. We say created man. Allah said, I'm going to make a Khalifa in the earth. Now, don't you comprehend what it means by in the earth? What is in the earth, brothers and sisters? And then I tell you, the world was standing there, still, hollow, clay, can't move. Why? Because Allah had to breathe his spirit into the earth for the earth to come alive. We're earthly people, but it can't go nowhere without the spirit. What he was jealous of, and so therefore he was given permission to see if, in fact, you will obey Allah or you will not obey Allah. So this creature is highly intelligent. He was here way before us. How about a trillion years ago? Everything that lives in this world was dead. Everything. The moon, the stars, the sun, the insects, the animals. Yes, the seven seas. Yes, the trees, the birds. Everything was dead. How about day and night? So it was darkness on the earth. Until Allah brought it to light. But we are the only creatures on the face of the planet Earth that did not come here dead with Allah's spirit. And if you understand what the spirit is, you would be worse in the grave. Satan got you worse in the grave. Satan got you thinking that your mother, your father, your siblings, Satan got you think your children, your wife, your husband is in the grave. Look how Satan is good in what he does. Here the earth was dead, but the earth could not come alive until the spirit was grew into the nostrils of our Father, and it came alive. So that means, do the spirit die? How Allah going to kill his creation? Now, isn't that amazing that the Bible and the other scriptures says man, God made man? No. God made a khalifa, which supersedes man. But Satan didn't want you to use that word. We didn't know what that word even existed. However, they tried to use it, so they called Al-Bakr a khalifa. But brothers and sisters, when you read the Quran and you understand the Quran, I'm a student of Imam Waters Deen Muhammad, and I take pride in doing so. But this a khalifa was alive. Nothing dead wakens something dead. It had to be something alive so that flesh can operate and move at your command. Oh, Satan said, that's too much power, Lord. So what makes us above the angel? Because they do correct things. They don't do nothing but God's will. When they send the angels from storm, people die from that. Earthquake, people die from that. When they send the angels to give you a gift, to raise you in the womb of your mother, that's the angels. The angels give you sun, light, and what keeps the moon out, what keeps the sun to come up religion, that's the angel. And yes, there's an angel of death. There was a story. I like the story. There was a brother sitting next to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here has come a man, which we thought he was a man, but he came in all white. Then the brother's eyes that was sitting next to the Prophet, prayers, peace be upon him. And when he looked at the angel turned his head. He looked at the angel again, the angel turned his head. He looked at the angel again, the angel turned his head. So he walked away. He asked the Prophet, who is that? He said, oh, that's the angel. Angel, yeah, the angel of death. The angel of death is coming to get me? I believe he is. He said, well, I'm leaving. He went to another part of the world. Oh, Rasuli, where is your friend? He said, oh, he left. He went to the other side of the world. That's where he's supposed to die. I will get him. Meaning that you can't hide from the death angel. He's coming when Allah wills them to come. Nobody kills you. No one takes you out of this world. That's all it means until Allah wills it. He wills life and he wills death. There's no ugly in life, and surely there's no ugly in death. You got it? Can you comprehend what I'm saying, where I'm going? So here is it. Here is it that you know that earth didn't move unless the spirit was in you. Right now, today, you get out of your bed. You can't move if it's not the spirit. You cannot, any circumstance, walk without the spirit. You can get in no bus. You can't get in no cab. You can't get in anything unless it is the spirit. So, brothers and sisters, the spirit is what keeps the earth alive, because when the spirit leaves, you can't move. They got to carry you to the grave. That flesh cannot walk to that grave. So anything in that grave is what? Dirt, mud, clay. away. Even the priestess says, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's nothing but dust. But everything inside of that earth goes back into the earth. Everything, the nourishing, the proteins, the enzyme, everything must go back into the earth and where it comes from. The flesh is what? Silica. For the ants and the worms and all the insects eats it. Come back later and you'll be nothing but bones. You have to feed them. They wait for you to come back so they can regurgitate it back into the earth. Are you? Allah removes you. But he got shot. He didn't feel it. That spirit was gone before that bullet left. But Allah is in charge. They jumped off the roof. That wasn't them. That was the earth. They're in the grave. And then you got some men that has no common sense. They claim they're reading and tell you in the grave, make it wide. Turn the lights on like it's electricity down there. And you got to be dressed. And God's going to ask you questions. God's going to ask you a question. He knows your thoughts before you think it. So why would he ask you questions in that dirt and that earth that he, oh, you're going to come back as a marshal? Something out of space? No, you earthly. But Allah makes everything new. He don't need no old dirt. He gets clean dirt. And you will come back in the same way you were, but this time and hereafter, you taller, old sisters, you're gorgeous, you don't have to worry about jealousy, envious, you don't have to go through trial and error because this world that man created will be gone. So in your mind, Allah's going to kill his trees, he's going to kill his birds, he's going to kill his animals, he's going to kill his land, he's going to kill his mountains. No, brothers and sisters, they done took you to La La Land. The same thing you can't get that you love to have in this world will be given to you for those who believe in God in the hereafter. Did you get it? So because you went back to idol gods and spookism, because you worship the grave, Allah says something's wrong. That's not what I taught them. And because you don't believe, Satan's got you turned and mixed up. Look what's happening. And we're going to talk about this man, this young man, that Allah takes that which is insignificant and he magnifies it to be significant. That's George Floyd. And I'm going to show you why. Because I know you who say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, tell me what man was given that. Tell him, Muhammad, you are a mortal human being just like yourself. Ah, you didn't think one was going to be more than shape. You had no clue that on heaven, on earth, it's only Allah that makes you successful when he chooses to. So you hold that thought. You say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows that salute, that translation of that salutation? The last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The prophet that is mentioned in the Bible, in the Injil, in the Torah. And Allah gives us the Quran. He's in the Quran. Surely Allah Almighty. We say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam, wa sa rasooli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salakallah wa deen. Now, brothers and sisters, I say this all the time, but I have over 3 million people that listens to me on a Tuesday. Been doing it for over 8 years. But my Christians, my Jews, my brothers and sisters from Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, those who turn on know more than most of y'all say you know. Because you hear us constantly say, a brother speak of the Baccarat. I don't care what juice of the con you speak. You say, I mean. A brother can say something real nice to you. I mean. A brother can say something else he's quoting. I mean. And a brother can say that and say that and say this and say that. I mean, I mean, I mean, I mean. One thing, you redundant. The second thing is not in the Quran. I mean, it's Fatiha only. If you knew what Fatiha was, you would not hear Fatiha. Anything outside of Fatiha is not Amin. It's Salakallah Wadeen. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. But they don't teach you that because they want you, you, the kid American, you that came from Niger, you, that your mother and father was tricked over here. You didn't think Allah was going to raise you back up? So you're wet clay. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glorify is his name. He said simply, there is not a people on this planet, a group of people on this planet that I didn't raise one from amongst them. Ooh. So the African-American was cast out, deaf, dumb, and blind. Yes, we didn't know anything because they wouldn't teach us. So they erased it from us. You ever been to Africa? I've been to Africa. But in Africa, you ain't going to like the sun. It's 123 degrees. You ain't going to be in Africa. You ain't going to like the water. You're going to have diarrhea. You ain't been to Africa over 400 years. And they want to put us back in Africa. Well, hell, brothers and sisters, we have a new culture, a brand new culture, because here it is, 1,400 years ago, when this man was in slavery. He was an African in slavery. This man was being tortured because he, Allah's one. Oh, the king didn't like that. And when they put that rock all the way on him, he couldn't talk no more. He stuck his finger out. Allah is one. Our Baka came and rested him, paid a great deal of money, and made him free. You ever read the part of the Quran, there's a free man in the city? He was a free man in the city. But he knew La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So he was an African, and they said to the prophet, Prophet, he's not like us. He's not like us. He said, why, you think you better? We all are Belalians. We all are Belalians. And they was ringing the bell, and they was blowing the horn for the prayer. But Belal cried that Kaaba. And he stood up and he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whoa, blew their mind. Called me a damn. For what? He was a Mahedi. He called it a damn, brothers and sisters, to come to prayer. And the prophet would not take him down. Every time it was time for prayer, it was Bilal. That was a sign to us. We were slaves. Put us in slavery, brothers and sisters. We was deaf, dumb, and blind. Wouldn't let us read. Because they knew that we will be able to get in tune with our ancestors. So our ancestors says, oh, Allah, we will suffer the balance of suffering, Lord, for all the despicable things they did to us, Lord. We only ask you to bless our offspring. They made a covenant with God. Covenant right now. They prayed, went to that grave praying that we were raised back up. So we have the Blalion here on the East Coast. Brothers come from all parts of the world here. And we realize they don't have what we have. For Allah gave it to the Jews and sent Jesus to cut down the fig tree. So don't misconstrue that Jesus went there to hurt the physical Jew. No, a fig tree. Tree is life. Figs is seed. You plant the seed and things grow. He didn't want them to multiply the knowledge to themselves. They know God. That's why they're successful today. They know how to worship God. They call themselves the chosen one until they kept it to themselves, took it from them. And then of the Christians that grew up doing right, created Christianity. I know you don't know the Jews didn't create Christianity. Yes, he did. Yes, they did. But they created Christianity. If you go see the old Christians that accepted that they believe in God as one. How did I know that? Because when Muhammad the prophet flee, where did he go? To Medina. Medina was all Christians. And they wanted the prophet. Why? Because he believed in one God. Says, so do we. Tell me it was not another religion. Because Christianity decided to create a new book. Now, why would you have to create anything new that God has already created? But they did. And now the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the blood, the pill for the flesh, the blood for drinking the blood of Jesus. And, oh, Allah says, I'm not going to go for that. So it's, if it's religion you want, man, I'm going to give it to you. Because that's man doing. That wasn't a khalifa. That was man doing that. The Khalifa is not an individual, brother and sister. I can't call myself a Khalifa, and you can't call yourself a Khalifa, but it means community. Community of creatures that is the Khalifa, the human creature that wants a Khalifa. But however, Allah took it from them and gave it to the Arabs. They was burying little babies, because they thought the girl babies was poison and they was a curse. They was walking around the Kaaba butt naked. They had idol gods in the Kaaba. Oh, they was most unintelligent people on the face of planet Earth. So Allah had to raise one up from amongst them. Raise one could speak their language. Raise one that looked like them. Raise one that they thought he was Arab. That came from my Arab mother. Yes, he was, seed was planted, was Arab, but I didn't raise him like that. He raised him as a Khalifa. He raised him as a human being. However, he was raised amongst them. So Allah gave him a gift. They were so highly and unintelligent. The gift was what? They call it dirty water. Look at this dirty water. It was oil. But all of a sudden, Becca became Mecca. Mecca became Saudi Arabia. They started changing things. No such thing as a royal family, but they became royal. No such thing that a man shouldn't be free. No democracy. Ah, they was changing. And the worst in the history of the history, they put their women in the back. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I told you I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, they cursed their women and Allah cursed them. Oh, you thought you worshipped Saudi Arabia. You thought Saudi Arabia was a holy city. Well, just like our Jews think that Israel is a holy city. And no one city holy with God. Not God's city. God controls the whole earth. Why would you just give them a city? But the Kaaba, I don't have time to teach you, is a big difference. Turn towards the direction of the secret mosque, the direction of the Kaaba. We all do. It's a ritual. Allah says, just roll all on the floor. Whichever way you turn, you can see Allah. He says it. I didn't say it. The Quran says, nor east nor west is righteousness. Allah. I mean, whichever way you turn. But Allah wants us to be one community, so we turn towards the Kaaba. Now, how did we get all of this? Because one was raised up amongst us. And his name was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you fools. And you can't put it on him because he said, I did not come here to teach you religion. I came here to clean you up. You can't make Salat, brother. You ain't clean. You filthy. Your mind is filthy. You just had sex. You can't go to wudu. You got to clean up. No, you had sex. You got to take a bath. But we was deaf, dumb, and blind. We was on alcohol. We was on dope. We abused our women, our children. We didn't want nothing out of life because that's what was done to us. But this one took the African-American that you call three-fifths of a human being and cleaned us up. He didn't teach us Islam. He didn't teach us about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had to clean us up internally, mentally, spiritually. And before you know it, we came back to our deen al-fitr with no knowledge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked this earth for 40 years in his nature. Show you how deen al-fitr. You know, you say, from Allah we come and Allah we return. Wherever you return at, where is Allah? Somewhere off in space? He's talking about your deen al-fitr. You have left that. Today you left it and Satan is getting you. My God, is he getting us. So just look at how many times it made Salah. Did he make Salah 5 times a day? Come to the masjid? Did he come to the temple? Did he come to the Jewish religion? What religion did he go to? What do he have? So Allah said, I don't need you, man. Watch what I do. Now I raised you from deaf, dumb, and blind. I raised you eating a pig. I raised you from drinking alcohol. I raised for you just running through women. I raised you from all of that. And today you say, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and today you're not even together. One ummah, no, and this is 400,000 different sects that's going on. You over there, the brothers from Egypt over there, Pakistan's over there, we don't meet. We don't even pray together. We don't even have Juma together. So you cut up in tribes like Africa. Africa is a big, big country with all these different continents. But guess what? They got riches just like the East, but they don't control it because they cut up in tribes. And only the tribe rules when they get in office, not the people. People, brothers and sisters, that's Africa that you want to go back to. Here in America, it's a democracy. But because you are individual, they pick us off. So just look at it. I got a lot to say, but I'm closing early because of Ramadan. Just look at it. We don't pray together. But forget our brothers from over the East that don't even think we're Muslim, most of them. But here is one that came from our ancestors that was called three-fifths of a human being. And yet I could define what I'm reading in the Quran because one grew up amongst us named Imam Warafim Muhammad. He said, get all those fairy tales out your head. Read that Quran, and when you read about Moses, that's you. Joseph, that's you. Lot, that's you. Ibrahim, that's you. Muhammad the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's you. If you read it like that, Allah will give you the connection. You don't have to come and change them. Tell them what Allah said. This is the ninth month, Ramadan, when you were born. Isn't it amazing that all of the part of the Quran says Bismillah, but not the ninth chapter? Why, brothers and sisters, the eighth one says it. What causes a continuation before you get to the tenth? Fatiha has seven levels. I hear you say Fatiha, but you don't cut it up in seven levels. You learn Fatiha the proper way, and you speak it the proper way, and realize it's seven levels. It's like it's seven levels to heaven. You want to be on ground zero? You want to be on the first floor, the second, how about the third, the fourth, the fifth? You can be in heaven while you live. Struggle to show Allah, I want to make it to the seventh level of heaven. So where are we, Muslim, in El-Islam? You hear what I say, Muslim in El-Islam? Because you won't tell them out there that George Floyd is a Muslim by nature. So when they did what they did to that man over 20 hours, look how it's from that 20 million, not 20,000, that $20 that he probably didn't even know was counterfeit, because if so, he would have left. He said, you're going to kill me. You're killing me. That got everybody. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. That'll get you. If you're human, that'll get you. But when that man said, mama, mama, every female on this planet can feel that. Mama, this insignificant individual, this insignificant individual woke the whole entire earth of people in all walks of life, humanity, and said, Black Lives Matter. And you, like a fool, well, why is it black? Life. Because that's what we were told. We were black. And black is darkness. And I start off saying the world was dark, and Allah brought it to light. We was in darkness. We was black. We was the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the God of the universe. Oh, man, it changed our whole line of thought, because we thought the devil was superior over us. We thought white folks were superior over us. But what happened? What happened? We are the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the God of the universe. All of a sudden, he was not inferior no more. The Almighty Muhammad turned that around. Turned it around. He said, you're not inferior. You're God's creation. And y'all want to curse him today and say he taught certain. But he said, one after me will come and teach you your true religion. And my God, that was Imam Warden Muhammad. So no longer we said that the prophet Muhammad was Elijah. Well, brother, when we was young, that was our prophet. We didn't know Elijah. We didn't know Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we were so strong, you lose your life. You went against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, what is the mama moved us 1,500,000,000 with no bloodshed. And Ms. Farrakhan is doing it right now. And y'all got a nerve. Only man with a backbone could tell you what I'm saying. Ah, if you fear God, or you so much in yourself that you want to be a royal family, you want to be the head. These imams got our money. Comes from our hazakah. But we don't know how much they got, what's in the bank, and won't tell you. and you think Allah won't curse you? Well, we are like, go watch the Germans. In Germany, you couldn't meet one another, couldn't talk to one another. In Germany, you were spread out. In Germany, you were walking like zombies. In Germany, your kids had more toys and games, but no education. They took the education away from you, took the communication away from you, and you had to hear who? You had to hear Hitler. Hitler put his own, gave you free radio. So that's like they're giving you free reefer that's killing you, killing your babies, your mind. But you are deaf, dumb, and blind, but you say you're on the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're walking around with masses that killing people. You won't read. You got you on the rails talking about, oh, I took the needle. I took dope. Who gave it to you? The white man. Why? He loves me now. He didn't love me before, but 400 years, I think he now loves me. How would you take something you know nothing about? You want to be a fool like that? That's your prerogative. But don't fault me, because I'm going to give you the truth. I trust in no one but Allah SWT. So tie your camel before you trust in God. Give God an animal. Tell him what Alibaba of the 40 Thieves said, because no one else said that. That's when I know you slipped up, brother. On YouTube, you are enemy to us. You, if you know this religion with all that garment on, how do you make a probate and make a statement like that? It says, only way you can get in Egypt, who walks on two? Who walks on three? Who walks on four? If you can answer that, you high up in Egypt. But who does that? Who says that you have to tie your camel like Allah is not sufficient? I'm going to close with this. You're in hell, and you curse. And it rubbed off on some very powerful men and women that came through the Arm of Elijah Muhammad. We had none of this. We didn't know the Quran. We had Ramadan in December once a year, because why? December was the shortest month. That's how merciful the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was. We didn't go down to Sajid because none of y'all would have bowed your head on the rug. So we didn't stand up and we bathed Allah. And we didn't say, we said, surely I turned myself to be, oh Allah, trying to be upright. Today you say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And you revert it back unconsciously. You revert it back, and Satan got you. He cut off all your communication. You think, well, I heard it on the TV. That's down. I heard it on the radio. That's down. That's the way Hitler was. You better not change the station. Gave him free communication. It was all him, all him. All him. The children loved him because he gave them all kinds of games but wouldn't give them schooling. They moved the mind. And it's happening today. They got you out the schools. You can't even come to the churches and learn what God said. You can't go to the synagogue and know what God said. You can't come to the masjid. What did Hitler do? The same thing they're doing now. You can go to the games. You can play with basketball and everything. But you can't go to the house of worship. History repeating itself. The only way you all going to come out of it, 400 million of us, is in El Islam in New Jersey. But yet we do nothing collectively. So you head for the hellfire. I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt anybody, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I said anything wrong, I make mistakes. I'm human. So I think you got the point. So we say, SubhanAllah, But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your being and fit in the nature in which you was created, stand up in your belief in Allah, your faith in Allah. Stand up in loving Allah. That's your, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorify his name. I greet you from our father, Adam. You don't know what he looked like. He was our type. That's matter. I greet you from our brother. We call him father. Oh, we got two fathers out. Oh, misconstrued. He's the father of the intellectual mind of all nationality because he didn't need Murad Muhammad to tell him. He didn't need no second party to tell him. He searched for God and found him. So Allah named him the father of the intellectual mind. So that means you too can search. Came from idol gods and he accepted. I greet you from our brother, Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. He said, I come to do the job of my father, they say. No, he came to do the job of Allah. And I removed them after he cut down that fig tree. Now here comes Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his sinners and his companion. But when you greet him, when you greet him, you greet all the prophets that you don't even mention. He's the seal. He's the seal of the Prophet. He's a mercy to all humanity, and he left us with two gifts, and you should learn them. He left us with the Holy Quran, and he left us with his Sunnah. And somebody told you you had to read the Hadith to know the Quran. What is his Sunnah? Well, that's like saying Allah is sufficient. There was no book called anything before the Holy Quran. Everything small is in the Quran. Everything big is in the Quran. I bet you better talk to God. Because when you read the Quran, that's who you're talking to, and that's who he's talking to you. Tomorrow, tune in. Imam Lyle Bay will be on from 7 to 8. The Tashiyah of Imam Murthy Muhammad. So nice, do it twice, and he'll return on Thursday from 7 to 8, the Tashiyah of Imam Murthy Muhammad. And Friday, he does Juma because he talks to all the military men on the Navy base, and he can't just leave that, so they stream it. And that's the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington. He asked Imam Murthy Muhammad for a name, and he named him Muslim Abuwi. He will come on for Juma. And then I shall return, inshallah, at 5 o'clock and ask Murad. Meaning, I'll give you a little bit, then I shut up and answer your question. Well, this week going on the 30th week, and I so far have answered everybody's question. I don't program anybody. You call that. You can ask me any question you choose. All I say is ask me something that our people out there, our Muslim Jews, our Muslim Christians, our Muslim Hindus, our Muslim human beings that's out there that didn't accept our religion, but if they can hear you and you can speak to them and you can socialize with them, inshallah, Allah makes Muslim. And every human being that came out of the spirit of God, we Muslims. And Saturday, my niece, Halima Muhammad, that's pretty much a few months away from her doctor degree, and her young sister, Nadira, Dr. Nadira Muhammad, did a wonderful job last Saturday, and they come on at 11 o'clock a.m. East Coast time. We say, oh Allah, bless those who have passed away, separate their force from their goodness as thou separate the east from the west. And oh Allah, those who are ill, even though they name it COVID-19, we don't care what they name it, oh Allah, help them lift the burden from them. And those who have given and those who wanted to give with good intention, we say, oh, Allah bless them with barakat. Because the only way you're going to get into heaven, brothers and sisters, is what have you done for humanity? That's barakat. He says, surely Allah Almighty speak the truth. Peace and love. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.